Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us coast to coast This Week in America. Life is Like a Box of Chocolates by Dana Jetty is a set of three stories about a girl at three different stages of her life. Her dreams as a child and her aspirations on the way to achieve her goals turned out somewhat different from what she had ever wished and expected. In Life is Like a Box of Chocolates, you never know what you are going to get. This is all relative in all three stories. Dana is an author from Kazakhstan, whose teen years came in a period of great changes in her country, independence. She has a degree in teaching English and an MBA in marketing and another MBA in business administration from Conley University here in the U.S. She started translating books in 2009, published her first translated book in 2010. Since then, she has four books published and a dozen books translated for different authors from different countries. Dana Jetty, author of the inspiring and thought-provoking contemporary fiction Life is Like a Box of Chocolates, joins us via Skype from Kazakhstan. Dana, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Hello, Rick. Really glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. I love what you do, the story and the book and the changes that everybody goes through. It's so relatable to everyone. Life is unpredictable. We think we have our life roadmap all laid out for us in twists and turns throughout our lifespan. What inspired you to write the book? Where did the idea, Life is Like a Box of Chocolates, where did that come from?
Well, it's funny that I wrote the first story. Actually, it was the third one in the book because I had a dream. And it was so, so scary because I woke up all sweaty and I was like, okay, this seemed so real. So I decided to write it down. And then I was thinking like, okay, maybe I should write some more stories. And it just went on and on. So now I'm like writing down whatever is happening.
That's amazing how that started. The book is Life is Like a Box of Chocolates, Dana Jetty. That's J-E-T-E-Y. Her website, DanaJettyBooks.com. Information on this book and others there as well. And a link at our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. I touched on some other books you've written. What other books have you written?
I wrote recently another book, which is called What's Your Purpose, but it's not published yet, but I hope it will be pretty soon. And it's about angels that accompany us during the entire life, like from the birth, the conception, actually, and just throughout the life.
I love that, and you can follow Dana when the book is available for publishing. If you check in with her website, you'll be able to get information on the new book that she's working on, DanaJettyBooks.com, and of course, information on Life is Like a Box of Chocolates, ordered there as well. How did you learn how to write books? Where did this this talent come from?
I did not really learn anything, and I think it's running in the family, because my father actually used to write. He wrote poems, songs, and like he always wrote stories, and I guess I grew up hearing him singing and writing these poems, and I saw his diaries that he was always writing, and kind of got inspired by that.
You know, that's interesting. Sometimes you talk to people and you realize maybe not having a formal education in this is good because you're not in a box. You can write whatever you think and fully express yourself. You find that's true where you get these thoughts, you get these dreams in the middle of the night, and you're able to write them. Obviously, that style is comfortable for you.
I studied English at the university and we read a lot of classic books. So generally I have the idea of all the books, the structure and everything. But I wanted them not to be boring, not to be very classic.
They're so not, and that's interesting. What in your mind makes up a good story? Because the way you tell this, the way that we relate to the character, that we follow through all of the stages of her lives and what she went through, what makes a good story in your mind?
I guess it's personal experience, first of all, because these stories are my stories, actually. Maybe a little bit fantasized, just added something, but I lived through them, so that's why I can relate. And I add some characters whom I know, and I get everything, all the details, the features and everything from the people I know. So it's kind of there.
Well, it's interesting. Let's talk about the childhood, what it was like for you growing up, what you wanted to do, because as you mentioned, this is a reflection of your life in the story. Life is like a box of chocolates, and you sort of changed goals during the teen years. What did you want to be initially when you first realized, I'm going to grow up someday and I'm going to have a job? What would I like to do? What initially did you want to do? What did you want to pursue?
Oh, well, it was the Soviet childhood, you know. We were very
yes.
restricted.
Yes.
And there were some main professions that people were choosing. And I was thinking of being a surgeon like my parents. Or if that doesn't work, then teacher. It actually fulfilled whatever I wanted. But teaching was not the priority. I was always like hoping to become a surgeon just like my parents. And this is the first story. My story is about that.
And then how we make changes in life, how things come into our lives and we're forced to pivot. Sometimes we choose to, sometimes we're forced to. You touched on something, I mentioned this in the beginning. Growing up in Kazakhstan, you went through this period of independence, and you obviously remember that quite well. What was that mm-hmm. like, breaking away from Russia, the Soviet Union? How dramatically did life change for you after you had freedom?
Well, you know, I was this very Soviet patriotic child. I was a pioneer, and I was striving to become a young communist, and it was like the goal of all the pioneers, actually.
Yes.
And for me, when it all ended, it was so frustrating because I did not become this young communist all of a sudden, and there was no party anymore. And I was like, okay, what are we going to do now? Like, what is my goal? Like, what will be with the country and everything? But then we started looking at it like from the different point of view, like, oh, there is no head, there is no Moscow up
yes.
there. So it's just all us. And we realized that everything might change so tremendously. And it actually opens so many like bigger horizons for us as a country. And I remember like listening to the programs that our first president was performing and producing to us, and we were really amazed, and we were dreaming that it will all come true, and by 2020 and then by 2030, as he changed the program, we will be living our dream life. So we are still on the way.
Well, sometimes it's a long path. We're still trying to figure out how it works over here and been doing this for a number of centuries. But it's interesting the perspective that like how dramatically life changes from a very rigid lifestyle to suddenly that's not there. And interesting the emotions you go through was sort of like, what now? It was sort of laid out for me and now it's not. A fascinating conversation with our guest from Kazakhstan, Dana Jetty. That's Dana Jetty. Her books are available wherever books are sold, pageturner.us. You'll find them there as well. Her website, danajettybooks.com. What do you do when you're not writing?
Now I'm mostly into translations. So as you read my bio, it says that I translate books, and it's like spread by the word of mouth. People just, the authors actually talk about me, they recommend me, and then someone calls me and says, are you available now? So I have this book, and I translate their books. I perceive myself as a bridge between the worlds, between Kazakhstan and the world where people read in English. And I hope that more people learn about our country and learn about our culture and people and everything that is connected. So this is the main thing. But generally, I have children. I take care of them. It's just all household stuff.
Well, that sounds sounds fascinating, and being able to do that and have this career where you do the translation. I'm always fascinated by translators. How tricky is that to make sure? Because sometimes things don't necessarily translate in a real smooth fashion. How challenging is it to get a translation that's really close to the original?
Yeah. So the thing is, for example, when I translate the authentic Kazakh books, and Kazakh language is a very imaginary, I would say, like it doesn't have like strict form. There are a lot of images, like they compare everything with everything. So, and there are a lot of proverbs and sayings, and people understand them when they speak Kazakh. But to transfer them into English, this is a challenging thing. Like, and because Kazakhs were nomads, and everything is related to the steppe, to the animals that they're surrounded with, and it's all very, very authentic, I would say. So this is the main challenge. So when, for example, I translate proverbs, I try to find a similar one in English so that it would click.
Yes.
And just so that the reader would understand. Like, okay, so they talk about eagles. Yeah. So.
A fascinating job and so much talent as a writer as well. You mentioned before sort of learning from the classics. Who were some of your favorite authors and books, and why?
The funny thing now is that my favorite is not the classics. I would like to mention the book by Kirill Sazonov. It's a very young author, and his book Odyssey in Binary. I know that it's in Amazon, and I didn't translate it. I was proofreading the Russian translation, but the way he wrote it, I mean, the language, the ideas, the facts, and everything. So it was so fascinating. I loved it from core to core, from cover to cover.
Interesting who you like, and all studying all the classics, learn from them, and then a new author you have that's caught your attention as well. You mentioned before dreams. That's how this whole concept for a life is like a box of chocolates came about. Do you get inspiration from dreams? Do you feel sometimes they're given to you really as a message?
Yes, my dreams, it's like sometimes they work as prophecy for me. So for example, when I have some question that I cannot find answer in real life, just before going to bed, I would just ask the Almighty or the universe just to send me the answer. And somehow in the dream, I would see people close to me. Like sometimes it would be my mother or my father, or I don't know, some other people, some other relatives, or my grandparents would come and say something like, do this, or just show me the way. And it's interesting, it works. And that was like one of the thing why I wrote this other book, What's Your Purpose? Like, they are my angels, like support me.
And sometimes we get these messages and we think it's coincidence, it's just something that happens, and we don't pay attention to those. And when you hear something like that, and the new book would certainly bring about these thoughts as well, maybe we should start paying more attention to what we dream, what we think. We write it off as intuition. It could be an angel. It could be a past relative that's guiding us in a particular area. This book is Life is Like a Box of Chocolates. Dana Jetty is our guest. Got the idea from a dream. She put the whole book together. What happens when you don't have that inspiration, when you're sitting to write, when you started writing the story, and maybe there were times when, okay, what do I do now? How do you get inspiration when you really don't have inspiration?
Well, you know, I do household work. I clean, I wash the windows, I do laundry, and just somewhere in the middle of this work, just some idea would come up, but my hands are dirty, so I cannot write it down. So I try to use my phone, like, okay, here's the idea. So that I don't forget it, because sometimes I don't do it and I think, oh, I'll remember it. But this never happens. Like, in a few hours it will be gone, and then I regret that I didn't write it down.
We all go through that, and I tell you what, as you get older, it will happen more frequently where you think,
Oh,
this is
yeah.
such a great idea. I'm driving another 20 miles. I'm going to stop. I'm going to write this down. And 20 miles comes, and you think, I stopped for a reason, and I don't remember why. So it's good when you
Yeah.
write that down originally as you're doing this. As you were writing Life is Like a Box of Chocolates, the book is so relatable. Let's talk about that. What do you hope the message is, the takeaway after people finishing Life is Like a Box of Chocolates? Because there are a lot of lessons that you have told in a very entertaining way, thought-provoking way. What do you hope the takeaway is?
For young people, I guess the lesson would be not to give up. Like, sometimes we have these dreams, like, oh, I will be this, I will achieve that. But life is like a box of chocolates. You never know. Like, something might happen, something might really change the direction of your life, and you will not get to where you want to be. So you should not just give up on that way. Just look for some other ways to achieve something else, like listen to yourself, like maybe there are some other stronger sides in you. And yeah, so
When you
just
wrote,
never give up.
well, you bring that out there that things happen and it's pretty easy to fold and say, okay, this is not going to work out. And you go ahead and you did this through these various stages of your life. What was it like telling basically your story in this format of the book? What did you learn as you look back on your life? Because there was a lot of introspection, I'm sure, that went into writing this.
It was sort of maybe sort of a meditation or like
Oh,
a
yes.
therapy with a psychologist,
Oh, yes, yeah.
therapy session.
And you didn't have to lay down on a couch to do it either. You could just stay at the computer and go through all the therapy session.
Yeah, because when you reread it, I proofread it, I scanned through the book several times. So, and every time I find something new in myself, like, oh, maybe I should have done this back then. Or, like, with the third story, and it was a true thing that I had this dream, and then later I had my divorce. And this dream was like the prediction of this divorce, actually. And it kind of helped me process the whole thing. Like, okay, then I see some things, I need to pay attention to them, like, because there are signs in our life that actually show you sometimes what will happen.
You know, I
So.
mentioned this is basically your life, and you're laying that out there for everybody to understand. We all go through these periods. It's life is very unpredictable, and I shouldn't narrow it down to women because I'm looking at this and I'm thinking of what we all go through. Life is a number of changes. You bring up something that's interesting too. You really don't think about the situations change, but we see an attitude change as well as you went through your life. Your attitude, your perspective changed. Talk about that here for a minute or so. How important that is, because I don't know if it's maturity or what, but our attitudes change as well as the physical conditions, don't they?
Yeah. Now, when I'm older, I recall my mom's words when she was like in her 50s, and she was telling me some wise things. But me, as a 20-year-old back then, I would be like, yeah. But it didn't sink in. So now I recall these words, and I realize, like, oh, mom was so wise. So I hope I understood that. I wish I understood that much earlier. So maybe I would not have made some these mistakes in my life. But again, like, we are creating our own path, and just this is the way we live.
Well, you bring that to life so well. The book is an excellent read. Again, it's thought-provoking. It will hold your interest as you're reading through one person going through three stages of life. The book is Life is Like a Box of Chocolates by Dana Jetty. A minute or so left here in the program. There's this period where you meet someone. I believe you're on a train, and you have a phone number, and you lose the phone number, and you end up reconnecting later. Fate really plays a whole lot of a major role in our lives, doesn't it?
But from all the stories, this the ending of this story in particular is actually the fantasy, because I have never met this person again. Maybe it's still out there. Maybe I will run into him again. But I remember this frustration when I lost this piece of paper, and I cried
yes.
a lot, because the connection was so real, and I thought that he was the man.
Well, and that thought of reconnection is still there, and that sometimes that's the dream, isn't it, that keeps us going, the sort of the fantasy that we never know what's going to happen. There's so many great stories in the book. What kind of feedback are you getting? What are you hearing about the Life is Like a Box of Chocolates? Excellent reviews here in the U.S.
I received these reviews and I'm really happy. But I think one of the most precious review was from my best friend. We grew up together, and she recently read it. She finally had time to read it. And then she called me in the night and said, "Wow, I remember some things that were happening while we were growing up. And I remember these stories you were telling me. But now when I read it in the book, it feels like I'm back, like I'm 20 again, and we are side by side living through these things." So for me, it was really, really precious.
What a great review. What was this like when you got the book for the first time? You've got your book now, your name, your story. How exciting has this been for you, this process of writing and having the book published and being available internationally?
It's so overwhelming, really. Sometimes I cannot believe that this is all happening to me. And I like the smell of new books. And it's like when I receive my book, my kids see me jumping up and down.
There's nothing like turning a page. There's nothing like the smell, especially of a brand new book. And you've done such an excellent job with this. The book is by Dana Jetty. That's J-E-T-E-Y. The book is Life is Like a Box of Chocolates. You'll find information at pageturner.us in the bookstore, wherever books are sold, and Dana's website, danajettybooks.com. A link for Dana's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information there on the new book that she is writing. Any idea with the new book on a timeline? Are you finished with it now?
I need just to proofread it once again, and so just maybe find the publisher. And I really hope to be acquired by some big traditional publishers like Macmillan or HarperCollins and things. So just maybe one day.
You're deserving of that, and I wish you the best with that. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that book as well. I thoroughly enjoyed Life is Like a Box of Chocolates. Our guest is Dana Jetty, and I appreciate you being with us from Kazakhstan on Skype. It's amazing with the technology what we can do now, and the internet is fine over there. They've figured out the internet there and in your country. Thank you, Dana, so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Really happy to be with you.
It was a pleasure. Dana Jetty, J-E-T-E-Y. The book Life is Like a Box of Chocolates. Her website, her name, danajettybooks.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Stay tuned. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.